What to know about Trump's new Gold Card visa program. Applications opened on December 10th for the Trump administration's new Gold Card program that expedites visas for wealthy individuals. The program, initiated by President Donald Trump, will fast-track those whom the administration believes will be an asset to the United States economy. Here's what to know about the program. How the program works. The program, which will be administered by the U.S. Department of Commerce, will offer expedited permanent residency for non-citizens if they donate $1 million to the country, pass a background check, and pay a $15,000 processing fee to the Department of Homeland Security. The program accepts individual applicants and includes a corporate component. Businesses that wish to participate in the program would be required to donate $2 million to the United States and pay the $15,000 processing fee. It'll take in, we think, probably billions of dollars that will go to the Treasury of the United States, that will go to an account where we can do things positive for the country, Trump said during a roundtable meeting with business leaders on December 10th. After 5 years, a gold card holder is eligible to gain U.S. citizenship. The gold card differs from the EB-5 immigrant investor visa, in which foreign investors are asked to invest around $800,000 to $1.05 million into a U.S.-based business to create at least 10 full-time jobs for American workers. The EB-5 grants a pathway to a green card and, eventually, citizenship. However, it is tied more closely to job creation and investments versus the Gold Card program, which is more straightforward about financial contributions. How to apply? In order to be considered for the Gold Card program, applicants must visit trumpcard.gov and submit an application with a non-refundable processing fee. After that, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will undertake a background check to vet the applicant. Successful applicants will receive lawful permanent resident status equal to an EB-1 or EB-2 visa. Gold card holders will be able to use the card throughout all 50 states and territories. For the corporate version of the gold card, businesses will have to pay a 1% annual maintenance fee, or $20,000 per year. According to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, tens of thousands had already signed up for the $5 million program by mid-June. Regular visa terms apply, and a gold card can be revoked over national security or significant criminal activity issues. According to the program website, a platinum card will be launched soon for individuals who want the ability to spend up to 270 days in the United States without being subject to U.S. taxes on non-U.S. income. That card will cost $5 million. Similar programs have been used in other countries in Europe, as well as the United Kingdom and some smaller nations such as Street Kitts and Nevis, Antigua and Barbuda, and Dominica. In Portugal, investors can invest in real estate with funds amounting to roughly $580,000. Similarly, Greece offers residency for real estate investment starting around $300,000. The Trump administration also announced the creation of a sovereign wealth fund soon after he was inaugurated in January. The fund will be a government-owned and operated investment fund. In his February 3rd order to create a plan for the fund, Trump noted that other nations have used the tactic successfully and that the United States could top even Saudi Arabia's fund, which totals $925 billion. The president pointed out that the UK announced plans for a similar fund and said the United States would lead the way in long-term wealth generation. The United States can leverage such returns to promote fiscal sustainability, lessen the burden of taxes on American families and small businesses, establish long-term economic security, and promote U.S. economic and strategic leadership internationally, Trump said in his order. Other visa changes. Early in November of this year, the Trump administration revoked 80,000 visas for reasons including support for terrorism, actual terrorism, criminal activity, public safety threats, and overstays. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, in a post on X, said the State Department will always put the safety and interests of the American people first. Among the revocations, 16,000 were due to driving under the influence of alcohol, 12,000 revoked for assault, and 8,000 revoked for theft. The Trump administration will not hesitate to revoke visas from foreigners who undermine our laws or threaten our national security, Tommy Pigott, the State Department's principal deputy spokesperson, said in a November 5th post on X. Additionally, the administration invalidated visas for several foreign nationals who celebrated the September 10th assassination of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk. The United States has no obligation to host foreigners who wish death on Americans, the State Department wrote on X. In September, Trump also announced an additional $100,000 fee for new applicants to the high-skilled labor H-1B visa program. Jackie Thrapp contributed to this report.